It's not easy being awesome, it really isn't. Getting badass rides, super smoking hot babes, and fire really helps. But if you want to be truly awesome, then you need to get your booze at Riverside Wine and Spirits. Not only do they have a totally kick-ass selection, but they have sweet ass-kicking deals too. If you buy a case of craft beer, and that's four six-packs, then they'll give you 10% off. Count it, 10% off. So, if you ever start feeling lame and need a change, then go to Riverside Wine and Spirits and get awesome.
Hello, hello, Brew Chatters. We welcome you and your lovers to this special episode of the Brew Chat Podcast. It's our Valentine's episode, which is kind of a bullshit holiday, but so we're having a special Valentine's Day episode. And we've got Ryan and Dick Long, or Richard Long, it's his real name. And he actually tells a great story about how Facebook tried to revoke his, I guess, Facebook is a big deal now, so it basically revokes you as being a person, I suppose. But yeah, it was pretty funny. But anyway, they are two brothers and part of the Totally Funky Band. That is, that their website describes them as a belligerent jungle funk. I've seen them a couple times here in town, and they definitely bring the energy. They bring a whole stage presence that's unlike anything else going on here right now. It's pretty great. But Opposite Box is joining us this week, and not the whole band, because that's quite a few people, but yeah, Opposite Box is joining us, and they definitely bring that same energy to the show that they're bringing to the stage. So it's a super interesting episode, and they've got some great stories to tell. But they join us here on the show this week. We're gonna break into some bitch beers, talk about some chick flicks, grifters, and some Super Smash Brothers. You can catch Opposite Box playing this coming weekend in Atlanta and Huntsville, and then the following weekend in Birmingham, Athens, Asheville, Louisville, and Knoxville. I think I got all those. And this is their totally funky jam called Creatures. And remember to check out their website at oppositebox.com.
something harder than your husband, and you better not cry. If you don't lead to nothing, now you lay down, but you wake up and you're stuck in repetition, and you find it out that nothing is free. Celebrities got you hypnotized and weakened and created mind, but everyone must never, no one ever wants to play with fire.
Dick Long.
Yeah.
That's for real. That is your name.
That's a name and
that's
a half.
Amazing.
I gotta tell you though, his whole life is a dick joke. Like they talk about dicks maybe 87% of the time in the van. And I think it's all because our mom named this guy.
I had to send my license into Facebook in order to keep my account open, but they approved it.
Really?
Yeah. They locked me out one day when we were in Utah. We were in Salt Lake City, Utah on tour, and I went online to like, hey, come see us play tonight, and it said, sorry, but you can't Facebook today, and it took me like 3 days to like take a picture.
They thought your name was a bullshit name.
Yeah, they thought it was like
that.
Hey,
it's a real man.
Huge anus.
Actually, he's been going by Weekend Dad recently, so.
Weekend Dad,
basically. He doesn't have any kids, but we just tell him that he's going to be the greatest Weekend Dad.
Oh, I do this, actually.
No, Weekend Dad shows up late for the baseball game.
I'll show you this. I carry a picture of Ryan and me as kids in my wallet. When I get real drunk, I'm like, yeah, look at my kids back home.
Just lucky.
It is. It's very Weekend Dad. Weekend Dad will come up good, as we get a little drunker.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, man.
Wow.
Do we have like an intro? Show. Like a
No, I do the intro before the show. I like it kind of just easing in.
Yeah, okay. We just...
Yeah, I like that. And
sort of start drinking.
Yeah, I'll cut it in
easing
at some
in
point.
With Dick
just like Valentine's Day.
Bring us in. Yeah. Some music.
Like ease it in.
Ease it on in. Yeah.
Just ease it on.
A little dinner, a little wine, just ease it on.
Yeah, this is fancy.
A little Van Halen.
We've never actually had wine on the show before.
No,
so.
And it did.
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be so many people. I brought more. I was going to drink it. I thought it was going to be me and this guy, to be honest with you.
No, we just bringing a bottle of wine.
No, it's kind of a party around here.
We're interrupting.
We just kind of...
You know, when you sign up for these, you never know if it's going to be like in a dude's basement and his mom's yelling upstairs. Like, hey,
stop yelling. My pez are going to fall off the wall.
My pez. Yeah.
There was a... I was actually kind of worried. EPB's just been swarming this building, installing shit all week.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, they're out there busting ass, like,
that's an
early.
FBI van, man. What'd you do?
But they were out there today, and I couldn't figure out which dude it was because there was 10, 15 of them out there, but he had this exact same cadence and tone as, what's his name, Bill...
Paxton.
Paxton from Alien.
Oh. Yeah.
The whole, like, fucking A, man!
You heard him?
I heard him yelling at his coworkers out here, like, you gotta go! And it was such a delight all day to hear this dude work. It was so great.
Like, I wasn't even mad.
No, I wasn't. I mean, it was really loud in here all day, just them drilling, but that guy made it all
worth
it.
Just,
so, get wired up, man!
Did you like Bill Paxton better in Alien or in Twister?
Twister. God. I was going to say Twister.
I don't know. I like his James Cameron roles typically because they're all like, fucking A, man.
Yeah. It's almost like a Futurama character.
Also sounds like that. What's that really nerd in the movie Nerds? The one that have a voice like, what was he I'm talking about? The real like cartoony?
Shaggy?
No, not
shaggy
fucking
voice?
Shaggy, but
not
like.
Don Knotts?
No. You know, I can
wait for that.
Don Knotts.
I like it.
I don't know, Andy.
Oh, man. Have y'all ever played Drumming or Coming?
No.
All right,
not
so
yet.
This website.
Yeah, right. It's a website.
It's a website. No, it's not something we all do.
<It's> like, that sounded great on here, by the way.
What kind of wine is it?
Yeah, right.
It's White Zinfandel, everyone's mother's favorite.
Oh, it's a little bit of
PCP. We're
getting
mom drunk right now, dude. Shout out to my mom who bought this for us. Cheers, what's up?
Cheers to
Mrs. Long.
50 Shades Darker, man.
Boy, don't say that right there.
See,
it's a movie.
Do you know things about wine, or do you just like drinking it?
Man, I mean, I just like the way it makes me feel. Like, it makes me feel I'm soccer mom drunk, and I've had a long day, and like I want to get giggly. And
I mean, we can, talk about
vacuum.
The
wine tastes like a bubble bath feels.
Some wine. Some wine does,
I used to drink the shit out of this in college at the pool.
Oh, man.
Oh, see, I drank the shitty stuff like Boone's Farm and fucking like,
that's
the
like
flavored
not
stuff.
Even really
yeah.
Slap the bag.
We do whiskey. Like, we're whiskey brothers, you know? We just like to chug some whiskey, but every now and then you don't want to go like dive in super hard and pass out sometimes.
I was blown away.
You
want to
ease in just like Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Right. No, it worked out that this is our Valentine's Day episode and you brought wine. So
kudos. Pink wine.
So,
I was blown away when I realized you could get wine in a bottle. I thought it was just bags
in a bag.
Box.
You're
wine
in a can. You're
wine
in a can.
The occasional can.
It pairs excellent with rum ham.
Rum ham.
Wine ham. Oh, wine spam. There you go.
Wine spam.
I'm gonna crack one of our beers open here.
Pour
our first
it right
one.
Into the can.
Do it up.
We're doing chick flicks and bitch beers this week. So Riverside sent us. See, we've got a... I don't know which one we want to do first.
Can Let's I talk do... about a chick flick while you're opening that beer? Because you just reminded me. There's this movie I recently saw, and it's called The Time Traveler's Wife. And it's
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
But think about this, okay? Let's talk about this. He goes back in time to, like,
seduce some like 6-year-old girl, basically to say like, "Hey, when you get older, you're gonna love me." Is that not weird on his part? Like,
that's pretty weird.
It's weird on his part.
No, that's
right?
definitely
that's
weird.
Pretty strange.
It's like, I get it. I totally get what he's going for. He's trying to convince
her. I've never seen the movie, but let me tell you about it. It's all weird and existential because he's in love with what she's gonna become.
Right.
She's not attracted to her as a 6-year-old, but as like a.
But he couldn't have gone back to when she was maybe 18.
18, right? Yeah. You know, there's a fantasy world that you live in, and then there's a real world where you're actually talking to a 6-year-old in the park, and you're telling her, "Hey, I'll see you when you're 18 or 40. We're gonna be married." It's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's
anyway, wouldn't that like create some really sort of strange. Weird, like, you know, daddy complex? Like now it's, I don't know, 2017 or whatever year the movie takes place, and he's like, "All right, we're in love now." And she's like, "Oh, I got a thing for older guys. Yeah. Like I've had it since I was 6."
Maybe she dates a guy that looks like him, and his whole plan backfired on him.
Yeah.
Now she winds up like hooking up with his dad.
That's like a whole Back to the Future meets like Oedipus meets.
You gotta watch this movie. Yeah. Watch this movie with your girlfriend and then like see how it makes you feel. It's like you won't have sex after you watch it. You just get into a really big conversation.
I went and saw.
You ask that question. Would you go back in time and seduce me when I was 6? I'm like, no. Well, that wouldn't be the first thing I did if time travel was a thing.
Would you love me if I had no arms or legs?
Yeah.
I fucking hate those questions.
Wouldn't be.
I hate every one of those questions.
You're wrong no matter what you do.
Yeah, no matter what you do. But Time Traveler's Wife, I genuinely, like I went and saw that movie in theaters.
It was the other movie where he puts the mail in the mailbox and she gets it like.
Oh yeah, it was basically Speed 2, but with a different plot because it had Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But there wasn't a bomb on a bus.
No, just a letter.
Just
a letter.
No, there was just anthrax in the mail.
That was the one variable.
A letter bomb in a mailbox. Pop quiz, hot shot.
We love to do trivia when we go out of town, but we're really terrible out of it. So it's like. We did like Disney trivia and we got into one bar and they were asking us really obscure questions like, "What's Ariel's stepdad's name?" We're like, "What?" Like, I don't know.
They got divorced.
Just asking like questions that just like off the wall Disney. Just like, you think you know Disney, but all really
see, I'm really, really good at trivia till I start playing. Like, I'll be sitting in the bar and it'll be going on the background and be like, "I know the answer to every one of these fucking questions."
Yeah.
All right. And then I go and get the piece of paper. It's. What 1984 single was written by a band that rhymes with a word that rhymes with rainbow?
Van Halen.
Like, what you mean, like double, rhymes? I don't know, like a single what?
Yeah, I fixed. You don't have to talk that close.
Hey, sit back, get comfortable, man.
The hoe's gonna be peaking.
No, it definitely did. Yeah,
the hoe peaked on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, did you all hear this?
Gonna need a compressor on that. What is this?
Okay,
beer.
So this beer...
It's the same color as the wine we just drank, which is interesting.
Which, when we first lined up to do bitch beers today, we were going to get, like, Smirnoff Ices.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Everybody's been there.
I couldn't.
You've been there.
So I got beers that are just, I guess, would be considered bitch beers.
Bitch-oriented beers.
Bitch-leaning beers. But the first is Founders Brewing. One thing, we have a lot of Founders on here recently.
Yeah.
But
that's good stuff.
I'm going to drink
Rubius. I think that Rubius.
Rubius? Yeah,
Rubius.
So.
Rubius. Pure raspberry ale. And it is a malt beverage fermented with raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to see the alcohol.
Can I do
here.
Like a Facebook Live while we're in here? Too?
Yeah, do it, man.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
We'll go.
I don't
have an Instagram Live too
We've
much.
Never
we'll
done that before,
like,
actually.
We did it once or twice, yeah.
That's right.
It's 5.7%.
Okay.
And I'm trying to. I guess it's just an ale.
Hmm. Fresh raspberries added at multiple stages during fermentation.
Yeah, wow. Since it's bright ass red.
Yeah. Berry red masterpiece. Perfect balance of sweet and tart. No question about it. It's 100% Founders.
I'm not even sure it's 100% beer.
Bottled on August 29th. It's not.
No, it just reeks of raspberries.
Well, what's good about it is I don't feel like I'm like drinking alcohol, so it's like I'm just gonna chug these little
things. And it's 5.7%.
Yeah, 5.7%. That's stronger than anything we drank last night.
Yeah.
What'd y'all do last night?
Don't ask.
Wheat beers.
Yeah.
European wheat beers.
Okay.
It is. It's a malt beverage fermented with raspberries.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was talking about Drumming or Coming. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Drumming or Coming.
All right. And I think don't do it. Okay. I think the website is comingordrumming.com. So it shows you the face of a man or woman going like. Making their face.
Yeah.
And you have to decide
if they're drumming or coming.
It's great game to play.
It's kind of like it's kind of like elbow pit or butt.
Elbow
pit or butt. You like
elbow pit or butt.
Yeah, you squeeze your arm together and you take a picture right there, and it's like, is it an ass crack or is it an elbow pit?
Is that a game on the internet?
Yeah,
it's a game all over the place.
Yeah, just kind of everywhere.
It's a game all over the place.
Just you're bored one day, just text that to somebody.
What about, you know, Mary Fucker Kill? You know that one?
Yeah, I do.
If I gave you three, like if I said Oprah, Denzel Washington, or Jenny McCarthy.
You went wild.
Wow, that was a wild one.
Like,
you went wild.
I would
marry Oprah.
Money. Yeah.
I'd fucking kill that self-righteous bitch.
I do too, but I don't want to fuck Denzel Washington.
I'd marry Denzel, because I'm afraid he'd be the one fucking me, honestly.
Right. Like,
if he just decided
he was the top, like, what am I honestly going to say to that or do? Like,
nothing. John Q, he's got a gun. Yeah.
Like, what if he was like, no, you're laying down on your back?
I'd be like, being gay, which is nothing wrong with gays. What's up? Everybody love you. I'm just saying you could bang Jenny McCarthy. You know, because she was the only female in there.
Yeah, but she is awful as a person and. She is the arguably most fuckable of all of them. But
who's that really like annoying blonde girl that's out right now that's talking about politics and stuff?
Kelly and
Cody
Laren or hold on,
Tommy Laren.
Fuck that bitch, man! I would kill her.
I want someone to punch her in the face.
I would choose her to kill. She gets on my nerves.
She's not even on the list, but I want to kill her.
Yeah,
I would kill Oprah and marry Denzel just so that the headline would read Denzel Washington's husband kills Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, you're thinking ahead.
That is pretty good. Instant fame right after the wedding.
So many questions.
They invited Oprah to the wedding and then slaughtered her.
Oh my god,
that was part of it.
He slew her. He didn't kill; just slew her.
I don't think you could take down Oprah. She would yell at you, and like the concussive force, it would be like if you're standing in an open field.
I just want
watching
the
money a nuke go off.
Is the thing.
Like,
you know, she doesn't eat past 7 o'clock anymore. Like, just 7 o'clock, the kitchen closes. And she's like, she says on her show, that's a really good way for you to lose weight. I don't know, I'm laughing about it.
I believe it.
You're supposed to stop eating 3 hours before you go to bed.
Yeah, I believe that. But I get drunk munchies late at night out. Sort of undoes all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's an idea. Don't eat as much, and I would definitely lose weight. Yeah, it works wonderfully in theory.
If I don't eat as much, I drink more, and then I'd eat twice as much.
Yeah.
It's all liquid. It's got to be less calories.
Yeah, I fill that hole somehow. Late night Comedy Central.
I guess we got to kill these first.
We're gonna shoot these? Oh, yeah.
Speaking of late night Comedy Central,
I guess so.
Who here misses Insomniac?
I love Insomniac so much.
That's where I learned a lot about kinky sex and, like, you know, New York sex clubs and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, Dave Attell was kind
of
my
intro. I'm at home
drinking
by myself. Next thing I know, penis in the fish tank.
Hey, what do y'all know about scrambled porn? Was that a part of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know
totally.
What I'm
talking
about?
Yeah. Wait, just waiting.
Can I see if it brings back childhood memories?
Waiting for 56K dial-up pictures?
Yeah.
Flipping through the channels and hoping that this time you can actually make out the boob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Scrambled, and you're like sitting there and you're like, oh, there's a boob. And then you're afraid to move in case you're going to mess up the radio wave or something
that's bringing in an actual nipple. Like, there's the nipple. Don't move. I could fuck something up in the air.
Bad idea.
I'm just going to stare at this and hope that it stays on my TV.
And you think that you have something to do with it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to move in case I'm going to like screw up whatever signal it's getting this time.
I think that was everybody's first lesson in the whole, like, you can have your cake, but you can't eat it too kind of thing. It's like, well, you're going to see a clear picture of a boob, but it's going to be green.
It's going to be green. It's going to take you 15 minutes to get
there. Have you guys watched, like, HBO porn?
Yeah, it's a lot of nipple sucking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, super soft.
Real sex? Is that the one they did where they, like, pulled?
A lot of deep making out and a lot of nipple sucking.
Yeah,
it's sensual.
It's very sensual.
It's basically Game of Thrones without a plot.
It's for the wine house moms.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't think that's for us, you know?
See, now, I thought 50 Shades of Grey was that, and that is the lamest porn I've ever seen.
I've yet to see that.
Me too.
I genuinely enjoy that movie.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoy it. It's shot so well.
But
I can't get past the cinematography is so
is that good?
Great. It's a gorgeous movie to just sit and just
I got this.
Does he really whip her and stuff?
It's super tame, but I'll tell you guys, and I'm pretty sure it's only dudes that listen to this show anyway. So I'm gonna let the secret out here. I'm gonna give everybody a strategy. And take your lady out.
Okay.
Have a nice dinner, what have you, go do whatever. But then come back home and watch 50 Shades of Grey. You can either go with the ironic, like, yeah, let's play this drinking game, because there's plenty online, great drinking games for this movie. We can play this drinking game and make fun of it, or she may be super into it, actually. Either way, y'all are going to be turned on by the end of it.
I was like, really? Pointing down to five. It was so
pointing down to
like
five.
It was so lame. I get spicier ads on my Facebook sidebar,
right?
Like,
have you seen those ads?
We got Carrie Fisher right up there. Like,
yeah, that Carrie Fisher up there is a better, is more,
you know what, a good
sensual
game
neurotic
is?
Than that, whole movie.
Watch Game of Thrones and take a shot every time you see a boob, a dragon, or a decapitation.
You'd never drink for the fucking
You'll be drunk after
I saw speaking of chick flicks, I saw Moulin Rouge for the first time last night.
How was that?
It was like a roller coaster as far as like movies that are shot weird. Every shot lasts about 4 seconds before another cutaway. They're all super busy and loud, and each song snippet lasts for about 17 seconds. It was like watching a roller coaster, honestly. Like,
Christina Aguilera did Dirty for that one. Remember that? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Dirty Christina.
I do remember that.
No, she did that with Redman.
I think I'm just thinking about
it. She was in it though, right?
I think she was in it.
Oh, do you remember the Def Jam fight game?
Yes. Yes.
WCW or
Fight for New York.
Def Jam Fight for New York. I love that game.
I was just thinking about that earlier.
It was wrestling.
I have no idea what this game is.
Somebody explain
to me.
Okay. Everyone under the Def Jam label, Method Man, Red Man, Snoop Dogg, fucking Ice-T, Sean Paul. And then other ones like Carmen Electra, Lil Kim when she was
there. Oh, that's right, she was in that.
You do cage matches, you can do like tap.
You fight in an underground, like Fat Joe.
Danny Trejo got thrown in front of a train.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
And they were all voiced by themselves.
Yeah, Danny Trejo was a character in this game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
It was GameCube, PS2, and I think Xbox regular.
I'm sure there's like an emulator for it. Yeah, it was basically the mechanics were really bad. You know, it was WCW.
Yeah.
It was a good idea, just
how old is this?
Weirdly.
What are we talking, like PlayStation, PS2?
2005, 6 maybe.
I was gonna say, this was in college.
Yeah.
We were playing this
so
game.
PS2 and like normal Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all like Smash Brothers? Are y'all into that?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love Smash. I will wreck the shit out of anyone.
You know what?
You won't wreck the shit out of me.
No, I don't think so.
I would like to, our bass player.
No, because you would have had your shit wrecked.
Our bass player is like, he dominated all of us in Smash Brothers, because every time we go to a city and we play, we're in a band, by the way. Hey, out there. The whole reason we're on this show. just letting you know, we play rock and roll. It's wild and jazzy and funky.
It is some funky, crazy.
It's wild. It's called Opposite Box, me and my brother. And there's
Chattanooga a couple weeks ago with Big Something at the Revelry Room.
Yeah, we play Chattanooga. We play the whole Southeast. And my brother is the only one that's not named Ryan, so we got three Ryans and a Dick. So it's really easy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so one of the Ryans plays bass. Dude, he just like shit on everybody when we were playing, the game?
Okay.
Super
Smash
Brothers. Dude, he just dominated us with, what was his character? Fucking Pikachu?
Pikachu.
Like, he just saw
so annoying. Hold on, which Smash Bros?
64.
Okay, no, he was, Pikachu is my go-to in 64,
yeah.
too. I love Pikachu.
So I would like, you know, if you think you're good, you know, I thought I was pretty good, but like he bent me over the counter with Pikachu.
But we were playing like the locked version.
Yeah. Now my own brother, actually named Ryan, he got into like underground Smash Bros. Fighting when this was coming out, and he would win money from like local. This years ago. And there were before there were like actual tournaments, there were like underground rings and stuff. And he would just win money from like high school kids. Like
Ryan Crabtree, listen to this.
But you can make
money.
But here was the other thing, is he would eventually, he's better than me. He's possibly the best person I've ever played. And it's the only nice thing I'll ever say about him in public, is this kid will dominate anyone in Smash Bros. And he would kick everyone's ass and until they ran out of money, and he would start coming home with their stuff. Like, people were throwing watches at him. He had like a collection of watches at one point, because people were like, no, I can win it back. Like, fuck you, kid. And he's not a big aggressive dude. They're playing pigs, and he's just like, you're out of money, what are you gonna do? And they're throwing watches down and the actual wallet itself down. He just had a collection of shit
recently,
this was in Maryland years ago. No, this is like 10-12 years ago.
Okay,
so I mean, now the tournaments are so structured now, there are real tournaments and stuff, but this was before.
I was about to say, that'd be some kind of weird correlation, like people that still wear watches suck at Smash Brothers.
Yeah, this was back when people like actually wore them who weren't just me. But
the coin op should figure out how to have a back room like that where
I was going to say, yeah, Coin Hawk has Smash Bros, and they have tournaments every now and then, I think. I know they've got, like, Halo and stuff like that, so, yeah. That'd be a good idea.
But he's also one of those guys that's like, Final Destination, no items and stuff, and I'm like, that's not...
Boring.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not Smash Bros. There's the chaos, the randomness, the great equalizer, like, random everything. Go.
Can you beat, you remember the original like red and blue Pokemon?
Yeah.
Somebody beat that with a level 1 Rattata.
Yeah, I saw that.
All the way through Elite Four and everything.
Huh.
It was ridiculous. Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
So you're saying there's a chance.
No, thanks to glitches and like craziness and shit. Like,
one in one.
Those games are so glitch ridden you can do anything. And it's great. People just figure out new ways to fuck around.
What's your game of choice on Smash Bros? Mine is probably the Wii. Version.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because they changed little physics things.
I liked Brawl because I was really, really good. I like the way they updated Game & Watch to actually parachute. I love Game & Watch. He's my go-to. And Wolf, I was also really good with. I beat everything. I cleared everything on single player with Wolf.
Yeah. He was a better Falco. Like, I'm slaying ass with liked Falco.
If I had to rank him, it'd be Wolf, Falco, Fox. Fox.
Mm.
I did Fox in the 64 one, and then Falco in the GameCube, and then I preferred Wolf in the third one.
Yeah, Brawl. Right?
Yeah, in Brawl. Yeah.
I love how, like, we're all, like, talking very, like, articulate, intelligent. You know, if you were an alien, they'd be like, man, they sound so good, but
they're planning war.
Yeah. No, Wolf was where it was at for me. Wolf and Game & Watch. I cleared everything in those games and remained mostly... I'm not going to say undefeated, but I could kick your ass, Tanner.
We'll have to throw it down,
Yeah, we'll throw it down sometime. We'll
have to do
an
Opposite Box radio show.
Actually,
tournament.
Okay. We have thought about doing this, so like bringing like a small TV at a merch table and letting people play.
Ooh,
and, oh, if you win,
you get like a t-shirt or
something.
Pretty slick.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Nobody else is doing that.
Yeah. I like
at least that
idea.
I've seen.
And it gets people over to your table.
Actually, I have a picture of this beer.
Because here's the thing about being in a band. Nobody wants to go to your table after you play. It's all while you play. Mm-hmm. We're at that level where it's like, unless it's a big show, we don't have a merch person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, wait till we're out. And as soon as you're done playing, everybody forgets who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
No, everyone's like, we got what we came for. We saw them.
You guys should make a video. Like it's a teleconference in sort of merch person. But just record a video that plays while your
loop.
Show.
Oh.
Yeah, just on a loop.
Hi, thanks for coming to our merch table.
Welcome to Tell
Would you like to
you,
know
you
more?
You can even have it
Would
glitch
like
up like
more?
They're a robot person, like, hi, hi. You know,
the Terminator, what was the whole thing?
Skynet?
Skynet.
Yeah.
Skynet.
Yeah.
I'm like Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite merch table on the Citadel.
Oh, man. Would you like to buy a shirt?
How do we make that 3D? So when you put the glasses on,
we don't have fucking money.
They live, Roddy Piper.
Get James Cameron on the horn.
Is there another beer? Are we still on the Rattler?
No, we're still.
We haven't
We're on this Rattler now.
Hey, every time we do another beer, we should say another bitch movie. All right. So.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Mean Girls.
We did. Oh, Mean Girls.
I love Mean
Girls. Mean Girls is a good one.
Every guy's favorite chick flick.
Okay.
When she's walking slow motion down the hall, that was her highlight of her. That she peaked right there. Like, and then she went to like cocaine, like meth, like. Saturday nights,
you know,
all right
like
for five,
the
you
Dare
know,
program yeah. was some shit.
It told us
how old are you guys?
28.
Yeah, I'm 30. Okay, so you did the same thing. Yeah.
Dude,
the
Dare
program
what to do.
Was like, some
yeah,
shit.
Right.
But if they had showed like, here's Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls, here's her now. Don't do cocaine, kids. I would have been like, oh shit,
oh,
no.
Shit. Oh, that's what you're going for. Some girls really are going for the skinny thing. You know, that's
it's
your thing.
It's not the skinny thing. It's
not.
That her face looks like it melted, but they put it back in the freezer.
She
and
looks about 10 years older than she actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
looks
work
like
out
she
so well.
Looks like there was a. If cocaine had a look like some people, fucking Keith Richards, we'll say.
Or just the
sort of pull
magazine.
Off a cocaine look.
Yeah.
People
well, he's
like
done
Lindsay,
so much other stuff
right.
besides just
But
cocaine,
people like Lindsay Lohan do not pull off. she's younger than me. Do not pull off a
cocaine
look. Let
me tell you this.
Look.
So you said Keith Richards. There are two things. One, there's a rumor that he gets blood transfusions every year. And there was a whole story
about
fresh blood like rejuvenates your tissue and keeps you from aging.
Young again, baby.
Yeah, so basically he's never going to die.
No, first of all, Keith Richards, I don't believe that because Keith Richards is aging.
Yeah.
Like somebody out there is staying young, and Keith Richards continues to look older.
The next time you're really like just fucked up, and you're thinking like, "Oh my god, I shouldn't be doing this to my body." Just think like, what has Keith Richards done? What would Keith do? Or what has Keith done?
What has Ozzy done?
Instead of what would Jesus do, what has Keith done? And then you can look at that remind and be like, no, if he's done 37 lines of coke tonight, then, you know.
I could.
One so certainly won't hurt me.
One whiskey shot.
So in like 1969 or 70, the Rolling Stones played at this club called the Marquee Club. And it was supposed to start at like 3 in the afternoon, and, you know, it was packed house. You know, there is when, like, Wild Horses was big and everything. Mm-hmm. And everybody was there on time getting ready to go, but Keith Richards was late. So, you know, like, where is he? And at some point, they see him, like, pushing his way through the crowd and everything, gets him on stage, they start the show. And the engineer, Glenn Johns, is out in the little Rolling Stones truck, you know, mm-hmm. recording the show. And the police bang on the door, and they're like, hey, somebody's car is blocking the road. You know, you got to move this. You can't do that. And Keith pulled up to the club and just got out of his car and ran in. Like, left there for half an hour. So, later on in the show, and this is like when he's kind of at the peak of his, you know, heroin-ness. Later on at the show, they're trying to do Wild Horses, which is, like I said, their big thing. And he sits down with his 12-string, dangles his legs off the end of the stage, and he's tuning it. And he passed out and fell asleep. So Mick Jagger was like, all right, oh show's over, everybody go home.
Oh my
House
God.
Lights on, everybody leaves. They're loading stuff into the truck. And eventually they hear a guitar come back. And Keith woke up, he's like, and he went back to tuning it.
Oh, my God.
Like, the record skipped for a minute, and he just picked up where he was.
Side note, you just made me think, do you ever, like, get into, like, late-night YouTube holes where you just, like, start YouTubing weird things?
It happens.
And then one video leads to another.
Right.
Like, whatever. So I got into this video, like, video section of artists losing their... like they're cool on stage and just like blowing up.
Michael Richards.
Just like it's so fascinating. And like I saw it was like I think it was Nickelback in like Poland or some like random
somewhere where they don't speak
somewhere else they can whatever. Okay. Anyway, so somebody threw a rock at him and you see his head like like that. And you're like, what? And then he stops the show and he goes, yeah, throw a rock one more time. And somebody does. And he just goes, we're out. And like dips out on like a large arena.
Damn.
Whoa. And then me and Richard went and saw Poison one time because for some reason we were into like chasing Kiss. Like some people chase the dead. And we just like started seeing Kiss a lot.
All right.
And because, you know, their show is amazing. Have you ever seen it? You're talking about the cinematography of Fifty Shades of Grey. I'm so excited about Kiss as you are about Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah. You know, well, it's not that exciting.
That's a bad example. I'm as excited about Kiss as you are about 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I don't know how excited. Yeah, I have no idea how excited you are about Kiss now.
I'm pretty fucking stoked about that band. Anyway, but now they're old, and I saw them a couple years ago, and they're not very good anymore.
Not the same.
All their voices are gone. They're just as depleted. It sounds like that guy.
Game over, man. Oh my God.
Gene Simmons' tongue is just dangling around his knees. He's lost all the elasticity.
He looks like one of those shelter pets. His tongue's just hanging out of his mouth.
He secretly sounds like what is it, Daffy Duck?
Yeah.
Or Sylvester.
Or Donald.
Or
yeah, one of those. Like,
well, Poison opened up for Kiss, and... you know, every rose has a thorn. Poison. Brett Michaels. Poison.
Oh yeah.
Is there another
kind of poison?
Oh, the kind you drink. Girl is poison.
Anyway,
taking caller number 9. Who can guess that? You just told him.
Ah, all
right. So Poison opens up, and then I guess they're sucking real bad or something because the bass player he dips out. He's like, I'm out. And then like he comes from the side stage and he throws his bass at Brett Michaels. And Brett's like, it looks like he knows it's coming, like, oh, this is the first time it happens. Jumps the bass, like he jumps over it, and then they start going at each other, and we're thinking, you know, as youngsters,
this is at the show,
like, oh, this is cool, this is cool part, this is where they fight each other during the song.
Oh my God,
you know, like they do every time.
No. The next day, we saw on VH1 that
classics.
Was like
Eddie
yeah,
Trump.
VH1 classics. He was like, Poison last night had a mild fight or whatever, and it shows the videotape. We were like, oh, we were there.
School would be a part of
that's
history,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's
so funny.
Beer
we're drinking.
Yeah, let's talk about this beer.
Are you drinking my beer?
This is the red hair SPF 50/50, and it's actually one of their other beers mixed with grapefruit juice.
Ooh.
The Gangway IPA mixed with grapefruit juice. It's okay. It's very great. It's grapefruit.
It's very, very
good. No, it's like spring break.
It does taste like spring break.
So can I tell you something? Like the ultimate internet challenge would be to brush your teeth and try and chug this beer. Call number 9. Do that.
Hey,
like
they
drinking
have,
some OJ or something. Oh, I hate that.
They have a flavorless toothpaste now. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
They've
got
different
flavors,
really
too.
Slow. But it's black. So it's black.
I've seen the black tooth.
Man, but that's flavorless. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you brush your teeth and it's like all black and whatever and you spit it out, but it doesn't have a flavor to it, so you can go eat breakfast and it doesn't taste like
piss. I've seen
that
stuff.
Why don't you just eat breakfast and then brush your teeth?
Not sure why it has to be
black.
Really,
they wake up and then brush. They don't wake up and go straight to the stove.
That's what, yeah, that's me too. I don't do
no,
that.
No, I do that. I wake up.
If you sleep in your kitchen, you just wake up and like,
hey. If you just pass out on the kitchen floor like, with the fridge door still open.
I'm in my bed. There's
a
bathroom connected, you know, the master bath there. It's on the way. Because you wake up, you got to pee. I'm already in the bathroom. Then the shower happens.
Yeah, shower, brush teeth.
I'm brushing the shower
every third day, right?
Yeah, whether I need it or not. Right, once a week, whether I need it or not.
Mitch Hedberg had a joke about that. He said, like, trying to buy a house, it was something about, you know, yeah, I had to take my jacket off. Got too hot. The beer and the coffee and everything.
If he's going
to
pop my shirt off, I'm going to pop my shirt off.
We'll get naked and eat some spaghetti in a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, he talks about, you know, oh, this house has 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. He's like, isn't it up to me how many bedrooms it has? Like, this bedroom has an oven in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
This bedroom is just the stairs.
Red hair, SPF 50-50, India Pale Radler.
SPF 50, you're drinking
it's a Radler.
No, it's a 50-50.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 50% beer, 50% grapefruit.
Yeah. Wishing you were still... Oh, it's funny you said that. Sounds like spring
good
break.
Time.
Yeah. Wishing you were on vacation. Yeah. Transport yourself with red hair's take on the
like
classic European Radler.
Full just like morning DJ.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to...
Ryan and the long dick.
So I'd like to thank God and my mom for naming my brother.
Oh, we went over to NPR.
What do you guys think about Chainsaw the Rapper?
I'm with it, dude.
Which one?
I think he reminds me of the Rugrats.
The Kit Kat commercial or whatever.
And like all that. He reminds me of late night Nickelodeon.
Yeah, somebody said on Facebook that he looks like he's always dressed like a toddler.
Yeah, but like a grown up,
like a grown up.
Like he woke up and dressed himself to it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I like his music.
He's got
but
like
what
a
he's done,
horizontal striped shirt. And
no,
like
him winning a Grammy.
Rap album.
Him winning a Grammy though.
But you know how he won
night.
That Grammy? He's not signed. Or
yeah, he's not signed to anybody.
Just
self distribution.
Yeah, YouTube and concert sales.
See what I did there? We were going to his
commercial.
Right on topical.
Yeah, that was good. That was,
and his TV commercials. Because, now he's all, on TV. And stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
Chance the Rapper, the Rapper.
So we're just going Kyle straight Rogers? Grammys? We're going Grammys?
I mean, music.
Well,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in a band.
No, CeeLo is changing his whole character now. He's doing...
ever since he got kicked out of Rubber Bands.
He's doing...
oh, God. CeeLo? No, like, let's talk about CeeLo for a minute. That fucking outfit.
It's called, like, Gnarls Davidson. Gnarly Davidson. Or
something. Oh, he changed it up again?
He's changing it up again.
It was Gnarls Barkley.
No, but he...
And CeeLo, and it's changing it to Gnarls.
He looks like a villain in a comic book.
Yeah.
I'm about to show
yeah,
he looks
really
like
right.
he
you
came,
not see the picture.
He looks like Moses came
ridiculous.
Down from Mount Sinai and found
like,
CeeLo there being
wasn't like 8 years ago
by idolaters.
Like 8 years ago, Lady Gaga wore mink. You know, remember that?
Yeah.
I think he looks like Goldar from Power Rangers.
Yep. Yeah, he's Goldar without the wings.
Well,
we're showing
Goldar's
a picture of Goldar from
then.
The Power Rangers.
See, now
like
I think Goldar's more
actually
interesting
CeeLo
looking
green
than
off
whatever,
the
like,
red carpet.
Faceless, weird thing CeeLo's
yeah,
got
it was
going
weird.
On.
Yeah,
maybe he's playing Goldar in the new Power Rangers movie, and he's gone full,
which looks dope.
Like, full method acting on this shit.
Rita Repulsa.
Is it true that the Pink Ranger went to porn?
Amy Jo
yes.
Johnson.
Is that
Amy
true?
Amy Jo Johnson.
I don't I
heard.
Think that's
nope,
actually
true.
That is not true.
Damn.
Believe me, I looked.
50 Shades of
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, she showed back up recently for something. I can't remember what it was.
Why do I think she died?
I don't know.
Maybe
don't
after.
No, that was the yellow one. Sorry.
The yellow one died.
What was her real name? Oh, so Billy, the Blue Ranger,
the
actually
one,
ended up quitting Power Rangers because they bullied him.
Oh, yeah, because
he was
gay.
Are you
because
serious?
The glasses.
They bullied him, yeah. Everybody got, like,
really?
Jason, Tommy, all
maybe if he was the Rainbow Ranger, hey.
No, he was the Blue Ranger. He was the smart one. He was the Triceratops.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he had to
he
quit.
Was the nerd.
Yeah, he was the nerd.
But he
damn.
Was cool, man. I identified with him when I was little. I was like, you can be smart and cool, brother.
What was green? When he came in and he was just like
Tommy?
He was
the
rush.
Well, the Green Ranger was created by Rita Repulsa.
Well, Tommy Oliver was a high school student in Angel
Grove,
you
know,
who
Rita
name. Brainwash. I know just too much. Yeah. Rita, obviously, guys, if I can lay it down real quick. Tommy Oliver came into Angel Grove, and he was brainwashed by Rita Repulsa because he, unlike the rest of the Rangers, was an actual teenager with attitude. Teenagers with attitude don't hang out at a juice bar and volunteer in their spare
Jason,
time. So Rita was like, here's an actual teenager with attitude. I'm going to make him a Ranger, and he's going to fight the other ones. And they'll never know who he is, despite the fact that he always dresses in green and goes to high school with him.
Until he started dressing in white and he traded in the dragon, Sabertooth Tiger,
Because his power was running low because his green power coin is based on Rita's evil magic. Then she was like, let me just sever the fuck out of that connection. She had that green candle going on. Zordon was like, I'll make you a Green Ranger my way. Now, I don't know why they couldn't. Why Zordon was like, you know what? Nah. So now you're not a Ranger anymore. But that's why... I forget what I was talking about this.
Either way, it's Power Rangers.
That's just a brief history on Tommy from the Power Rangers. He had the dark sword. Jason busted it. He was like, oh, shit, I'm good now. And he had the dragon sword.
He lost the dragon.
That's the thing I don't get is, like, what happens to his sword? But they're like, ah, your thing is you're out of green juice. And he's like, damn, like, that sword's just sitting there? Like, are they going to scrap it for parts for the other dinosaurs?
It was a weird weapon, man. Nobody else had a musical death instrument. Like,
that summoner robot Godzilla.
But first, I really like Zelda.
And they just store it in the ocean.
Ocarina Dagger.
But the dude who played Jason, like, stayed in that whole martial arts thing. Like, the Red Ranger dude's like a...
So is the Green Ranger dude, Tommy. Or what?
Who's playing Rita in the movie?
I can't remember.
Elizabeth Banks.
She was in...
From Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Zack and Miri Make a Porno, Scrubs. She was also
in
Role
she's
Models.
She's Hunger Games.
She's the lady?
She's the foxy blonde one.
She's always the foxy blonde.
She's always the foxy blonde.
She got pregnant with JD's baby.
Yeah. Can we all just say our celebrity woman crush right now on this Valentine's Day show?
The AT&T girl. What?
I love that AT&T. Milena Vayntrub. I love that lady so much.
How do you feel about Flo? How do you feel about Flo?
Although AT&T girl. She started the whole, like,
I don't know the
cute,
AT&T girl.
Quirky, sort of offbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's got many.
No, we're talking about
Michelle Pfeiffer.
AT&T girl.
Nicole Kidman after Moulin Rouge.
What's the Latin woman in Modern Family?
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Also, Latin Penelope
she's,
Cruz.
She's a little annoying for
me. I just want her to yell at me in Spanish. That's it.
I know. Penelope Cruz, too, though.
Or Selma Hayek.
I know.
Hayek. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
No, the AT&T check there.
Wait, do you have a an actual picture of her?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. You remember on
G4? Yeah, right?
All right, yeah.
You remember watching G4?
Olivia Munn.
Okay, Olivia Munn, and there was Sarah Underwood.
God damn.
I think Sarah, I'm not big into blondes. Sarah Underwood doesn't do it for me.
I just followed her on Instagram, and now she accepted me back.
Well, why wouldn't you follow her? Because she's just constantly posting.
Oh, my God.
Because you can get all the good stuff on Google.
I like Tina Fey, because without her, we wouldn't have Childish Gambino.
Ooh, yeah, Tina Fey.
Really? Or Mean Girls.
Why you say that?
Or Mean Girls.
Or Mean Girls. For 30 Rock, and then became Childish Gambino. And I heard a story the other day that there
was
like
a... You know how he got his name?
Tell it.
From a Wu-Tang Clan name generator. You know what I'm talking about?
Really?
So you go online. Yeah, you go online to a Wu-Tang name generator, and you type in your name, it gives you a name.
Donald
and then,
Glover.
Boom, there it was.
Also, a funny story from his
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, I know. But his name is Donald Glover.
Okay, go ahead.
On Twitter, though, because he said this in his first stand up, he called himself Don. So if he went on to his first Twitter, it was Don Glover, but it looked like I said Dong Glover.
Dong Glover.
See, that just makes me think like Don Draper, though. Like, every time I hear Don now, I think of this like stuck up like thing that.
We're about to embark on something here.
We are?
But I'm not really.
Is it because you're about.
About
to open this last beer that we've got here?
Yeah, our last bitch beer.
Is a Bud Light?
It's a Bud Light, and we're going to actually.
It's the first one we've had.
We actually have to taste this.
Yeah, we have to taste and review it. And
I can go to the sink and tell you what it tastes
because
like.
Because that's what we do on the show, is we talk about the beers we're drinking.
Okay.
But this is the bitchiest beer you've
like,
I wouldn't say this is a beer for. This isn't necessarily a beer for female bitches, but it's a beer for. Beer bitches.
Tastes like NASCAR, man.
It tastes
like
America.
The most
Alan,
exciting.
What's up?
I want to hear your answer on this, okay?
All right.
I asked the internet the other day. Facebook, I basically use Facebook for funny questions, and here's my band. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't really give a shit about politics or whatever you're doing with your baby. Like, I basically just want to know the answer
to your funny question. So here's the question. What will you put in a bro trap? Like, how do I catch a bro?
How do you catch a bro?
Like, if I was setting a bro trap, what would I put in that bro trap?
Natty Light. Obviously, Axe Body Spray.
Axe Body Spray, yeah.
Some Natty Light and... Okay, try to catch a boob. Bro.
A boob.
A boob? One boob.
at least a boob.
No, no. You would definitely need...
Frat rat?
Some snapback hats.
Snapback
One of those
hats, yeah.
Sunglasses straps.
Oh.
You need the sunglasses.
Boat shoes. Crookies. Boat shoes.
Yeah.
Striped shorts.
Mm-hmm. Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Molly.
Yeah, bro. I was walking through the woods, and I found this box. It just had, like, some natty and a little bit of Molly. It had one boob in there. And
milk.
And then I grabbed it, and I was swooped up on my feet with a rope. Who would have thought? You
know? So I was hanging upside down, staring at this fell in this boob, pit, just rolling on Molly.
Make America Great Again.
That's
hat.
A pretty cool Saturday, bro. Like, I was on a disc golf course and everything. It was
got
awesome.
To touch a boob.
I'm still trying to figure out why one wants to catch a bro.
To catch a bro.
To catch a bro.
I don't know. Now I just want
to
make
a bro. To catch a bro.
Oh, yeah. God.
What could you catch with a
hey,
bro?
Hey, let's choose this Bud Light beer, and everybody say the first word that comes to your mind once you take a sip. All right, so take a sip. You got one?
Okay.
Where's your bro beer, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you bro. Out of the can.
Chop bros, bro beer,
that's
bro.
The reason I asked
no,
the bro.
No, because then I'm committed to the rest of the can.
It smells like nothing.
It smells like absolutely nothing.
It smells like nothing.
I say it's the most offensive, or the least offensive of all the shitty beers because it doesn't taste like anything.
Why does NASCAR feel racist? Like, there's nothing
because
racist
is.
About
it is.
NASCAR. Like, there's nothing.
The
are there any
no, just
are there any?
Everyone that
no,
goes.
No, I see what you're saying.
Feels.
Objectively, right. There's nothing racist about driving
except for the
left
fact that they are
right.
Literally racing.
But the whole act of it, you're just like, if I was a black dude, I was like, I don't feel good here. You know what I'm saying?
It's like if you look at Formula One versus NASCAR. Formula One doesn't seem racist.
Yeah.
Classy.
I think
It's
the lack of sleeves.
It's kind of like there's nothing racist about, like, Alabama. And I mean that in the way that, like, that section of land geographically without people, there is nothing inherently racist about that shape of the earth. But.
That's a big but. Now, are there any black
the trees, the hills, the water. Yeah. Like,
that's fine.
It's an arguably nice-looking piece of land.
It's boring.
However.
I was just there.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah, the sort of. Je ne sais quoi of Alabama.
You it's the people. It's the people. There's no je ne sais quoi. It's the people.
It is strange, though, when you get down to it, of like, why is it the people there?
Because they
way,
suck.
You know?
Oh, that's 150 years of history.
I mean, I don't know if we want to really dive into this conversation. I don't know what your ratings
no,
are.
No, I like your...
I got a feeling, but it would take a while to tell that story. Well,
listen, everybody get a six... All six or a Bud Light to yourself.
Yeah.
And we'll watch the NASCAR race and we'll probably get into it.
So are there any black NASCAR drivers?
No.
Are there any black Formula One drivers?
I think there's a woman.
There's gotta be. Some
black,
black dude named Michelle in France.
Some black dude named Michelle.
But if somebody would just like do that, they'd make history. You know, what
I'm
saying? Like,
I'm
there's
have
like
to Google that. My dad is gone. See, I've never been a fan of racing in general
because
I figure
my dad's
like
gone.
We've got
dad, not dad. Oh.
We've got limited resources and like fossil fuels, and if we're just racing, that's seriously
see,
just
that,
like like wasting our resources.
Why aren't we racing electric cars?
Because
they
they're not
slower.
As fast. That's not true.
No, you can get fast ass.
You can get
cars.
Fast ass electric cars.
I was aware that I hit
they'll
a
go.
Button.
You know, they'll go like 90.
You can get faster than that.
90.
No, that's nothing though. You can do.
No,
you can get electric cars that are going like 180, 250.
Electric NASCAR might not be as racist.
There's no noise.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's just
that's
a bunch of silent cars.
Oh, my racists God. Are attracted to the loud noise.
Maybe
just
it's
like,
whoom,
just how
whoom,
moths
whoom.
Are attracted to a.
Well, they can't hear their own voices, so they got to listen to something.
Interesting. We're
some
making
other
some
drone.
Groundbreaking discoveries.
Yeah, that's
here,
what it is.
What's the radio show called? What's this name?
What the Brew Chat Podcast.
The Brew Chat Podcast.
Yeah.
Making
welcome,
history
guys.
History on Brew Chat.
Yeah. History made every day.
There is. is. Holy shit.
Wait, we're trying to find out who it is.
What's are you looking?
The
wait,
first
looking
article
for...
said Bubba Wallace, and I refuse to believe that's his name.
Wait, are you looking up that there's a black NASCAR driver?
He sounds like a NASCAR driver.
I am 100% willing to accept that there is.
Bubba Wallace comes around and turns left for the 276 times.
Yeah. Sounds like the name of that WB frog. Like, I refuse to believe that's name.
His name is Michigan J. Frog. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, is that really his name?
Yeah. Coming up next on the WB, another dumb show that no one will see. That guy.
Is that Family Guy or something?
His name is Daryl Wallace Jr., but Bubba is his nickname.
Oh, Bubba Wallace.
See, all of that is absolutely believable to me.
Hey, you remember the WB Frog in Spaceballs where it like busts out of his...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that
it wasn't. Oh, it was like basically alien. He was doing the...
It was
WB
from Aliens,
Frog.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
But it was the Xenomorph, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So let's actually talk about some chick flicks here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
what do you got?
Off the bat, I wanted Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good fucking movie.
Hey, do you think Sandra Bullock?
She goes like, I think you love me. You think I'm sexy. Yeah. Do that to your girlfriend. She'll love it. She thinks it's hilarious. It's like brings back nostalgia.
I think you're
right.
You
can have a laugh.
I think you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she wants to kiss you. You'll probably get a kiss out of it. It's just a good move all together. It's like a good... It's a good verbal move.
That's a good plan.
No, but Miss Congeniality 2?
No, Miss Congeniality 2
I didn't
sucks.
See the second one.
And the second one didn't have Michael Caine.
You know what one that really touched my soul? P.S. I Love You. That
I didn't
brought
see
a
that
tear
one.
To
I
my
didn't
eye.
See that one.
All right. Basically, girl and man. Oh, you're
Was that the one with Leonidas?
I don't know anything that you're going to ask me.
Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler.
Leonidas.
Gerard Bud Light.
Basically, this man and woman love each other, and then he dies, and then he still communicates with her through mail, and like he knew he was gonna die, so he has gifts sent to her house and stuff.
Classy.
And so it's all right. Dude, watch that with your girlfriend. That'll just...
You know what, man? I thought that movie was called, Last House on the Left, but that's like a horror movie.
That's
the whole time, I was like, this is just weird.
So I told you about it. They're like, watch this chick flick, and
you
got a weird rape scene in it, too, dude.
Man. Yeah, that's...
Have you seen
Last House on the Left?
Now let's clear this up, actually. Which one are you talking
about?
Which has the weird rape scene in it?
Last House on the Left has the new... The Last House on the Left, the new remake, not the original.
No. You're thinking of the one that had Ash in it. Evil Dead.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Last. You didn't watch House on the Left.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because you thought it was P.S. I Love You.
Yeah.
So you didn't watch either one of these movies we're talking about. So shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Oh,
so yeah. So there's no reason that I should be talking anymore. But P.S. I Love You is a great movie.
That's always fun though when you.
What?
Oh my God.
That's always fun though when you go to watch a movie and you think it's a certain type of movie and then it's not.
Oh no!
That's how I ended up actually watching. I thought I was renting. I think it was 28. Yeah, I was trying to get 28 Days Later, and I rented 21 Days.
That's totally different.
Oh yeah, that's a Sandra Bullock again.
And I rented 7 days in Tibet, and it wasn't the same thing.
Sandra Bullock, dude.
Yeah, subconsciously.
To be fair, who doesn't?
Yeah,
I think she would be fun on a
date.
Swell. I don't know if she would be a good lover. I think
she might be, man. You don't know.
Oh, what's the girl that Sandra Bullock looks like?
I think she has high standards.
Yeah, she seems like a classy lady.
Yeah.
What about 10 Things I Hate About You?
There's a girl.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Oh, Julia Stiles. Isn't that Julia Stiles?
Heath Ledger before he got Jokered.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Okay. And Alex Mack.
Oh, yeah. That
There's
movie
another
taught
movie.
The word pensive.
We crossed the streams.
We did.
There's a Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie where he's addicted to porn. Don John. Have you seen that? I don't know if it's a chick flick, but
no,
pretty good guy flick.
No, it kind of counts. It kind of does the same sort of thing that I think a chick flick
would do.
It is sort of a chick flick the way it's set up. Yeah, I've seen it.
Where
yeah.
he talks about, he's like, you're watching porn, and he's like, you finding this one girl that you love, and then you have to look up
all
the videos.
All
it's
videos.
Like, he's talking to you.
He's talking to you. Been there.
What defines a chick flick then? I guess.
Good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. About it.
I would say
we like
geared toward
it down.
Women.
Yeah, it definitely has to be
geared
towards women.
Okay, I got it. That makes you a movie that makes you feel empathetic for the love relationship between a man and a woman.
Okay, so romance is
the two main characters, not necessarily, I guess, just a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I would say
you're being like super.
Whatever, just saying.
Cool. What's that? What's that? Have you seen South Park where he's like super PC?
PC, bro.
Yeah, PC,
PC
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
No. PC.
Hey, brother. Here's a movie.
Here's a movie that'll get you by surprise. Because I thought it was when you were saying like a movie you start watching turns to be something else. The first time I saw Cruel Intentions, I was told it was a chick flick. Like, okay, guess I'll watch this sappy love story or something.
Chicks
not so much.
Yeah,
I have no idea what that movie's about. I just know I was not allowed to watch it as a child.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, right?
That's not
a chick flick at all.
That's more like a family film, but yeah.
Hey guys, you know Saving Private Ryan, right?
Yeah, right. Bro, that's a good one. You guys,
I'm just talking about
one.
Like that movie's just really weird. Like, how'd they pitch that movie to explain to somebody? It's like, you know, hey, how about you know, this couple breaks up and then the guy wants to see his kids, so he dresses like a woman and gets back in his house.
Yeah, and Aerosmith wrote a badass song, man.
Dude looks like a lady.
You know what that song is about?
A dude that looks like a lady.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he saw Steven Tyler saw him out in a bar one night.
Steven Tyler said a dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks like a corpse, does he not?
Yeah.
Dude
looks a lady like a corpse. Dead guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
have you guys ridden that that Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney World?
I have not.
God, that shit is. Yeah, well, it's actually MGM Studios.
I was going to say.
Also a disappointment.
Or Disney Hollywood Studios now. No, it's awesome. It's just blasting through the dark with like, wah! Like just.
Yeah.
Fucking Aerosmith music so, blaring.
Check this out. So, like an hour ago, we said we were in a band. We played in Nashville.
They've been in a band this whole time.
Oh, we just started a band with everybody in this room.
An hour ago.
Drummer coming. No, we played in Nashville at 12th and Porter, which is a really cool venue, but we played with Rebirth Brass Band from New Orleans, Grammy nominated.
Cool.
Awesome.
That
New
sounds
Orleans
great.
Song. It was awesome.
It was a fun time.
But Joe Murphy was there, and he plays tuba in Steven Tyler's country band.
Hmm.
So, I didn't know Steve Tyler had a country band.
I have questions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm done talking.
What?
First question.
First question.
What?
Huh?
Excuse me?
So Steven Tyler, other than just being a... what's that show?
Mummy is the word you're looking
mummy.
For.
Yeah, yeah. Mummy.
They're remaking that movie, too.
No.
Yeah. Shout out Brendan Fraser. He's
are you
not
serious?
In the remake.
What? Why?
Steven Tyler's going to play
the
Emotep.
Because I can't leave
quit making
enough.
Movies.
Steven Tyler's
Emotep. The remake stars... Bubba Wallace.
Can we? Did y'all all see the Ghostbusters remake though?
No,
I didn't.
It
pisses me off. I hate that woman that they're pushing on us. That named Tammy or whatever in that one
what?
Movie.
No.
Melissa McCarthy. She's great as Sean Spicer though.
God, I just want to push her downstairs.
But she's great as Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
She
but
is
like,
really good.
Yeah, she's great.
I don't know if you see an. What you see somebody on TV and sometimes you're just like, oh, I want to punch him in the face, like. Well, all right, here's another question for the group, okay?
Okay.
What cast of a TV show do you just want to beat the shit out of?
Mad TV.
Really?
A whole cast.
Well, you were ready.
Big Bang Theory.
I knew the question was coming. I hate Mad TV.
Big Bang Theory. I just want to beat everybody in the face. On
nerds.
No, not because of that.
Bashing
I mean, because
nerds.
What they're saying is not funny. It's not, they have to throw a laugh track in my face and be like, hey, remember to laugh.
That's Chuck Lorre, though. Yeah. I mean, look at 2.5 Men. Anything Chuck Lorre's done is just, it's a laugh track with bad stories.
So go on YouTube at some point and look up Big Bang Theory without the laugh track.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
That was so poetic what you said. Laugh track with a bad story, man. That's just so beautiful. I'm going to think about
it. It's the title of my autobiography.
I took from this whole thing, laugh track with a bad story. That was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Did you just think of that?
That's his autobiography.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
I didn't think it was that
that's
great. But
anyway, go look up Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer. It's funny. It's funny. Because she's got like a segue. She runs over people. She calls people names. It's funny.
All right, other chick flick I had to mention, Cinderella Story with Hillary Duff.
Duff. Okay.
I've not seen that one.
You know,
I missed out on a lot of Hillary Duff.
Something about it, it's like when I was young, it's like Hillary Duff really drew me into what she was doing. I think I was just
was
the blonde thing.
Crush?
I like Hillary Duff now.
You like the blonde Hillary Duff?
I like Hillary Duff now. She is like the MILF to me.
What are the Olsen twins doing nowadays?
Crack.
Looking like a... They are busy looking like a pair of Sicilian grandmothers.
Yeah.
Oh, busy.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
Dude looks like an Olsen twin.
Yeah, talk about like people who've aged unnaturally.
Yeah. Mm.
That would be the Olsen twins. Yeah.
Their sister, though.
Do you remember the countdown
Scarlet
timer
Witch
for
looks
when
fine.
They were going to turn 18?
I do, and I remember that being creepy at the time.
Yeah.
And they have not aged well.
Nah.
But their sister, Elizabeth, looks pretty fantastic.
I forget they have a sister because she's not one of their twins.
No, she's an Avenger.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
So I'm a real big Family Guy fan. Like, I literally fall asleep to Family Guy every night. And like,
sounds
I was
like
watching,
your fan.
I was watching.
That puts me to sleep.
I was watching season 15 recently, and it's hilarious.
15 seasons?
Dude, that's been on for 15 seasons.
Yeah, that's been on for more than that, I think.
I graduated from high school 10 years ago. 11 years ago.
Damn, man, you old.
I remember when that show premiered during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been a part of our lives. Like, Family Guy's been a part of our lives.
I was in middle school.
Next year, Family Guy can drop. Anyway, go ahead.
So, there was, and this ties in with our chick flick thing. They were making fun of every scene that when a woman or a man runs to, like, the airport, he's running, he's just reminded him that, like, oh, I can't let her go.
Yeah.
So, what movie do you remember? Like, what were they making fun of?
We were talking about that.
Where he runs, like,
the quintessential, like,
runs
running
to the airport, and he, like, catches her right before he goes. You know what I'm talking about?
Or wait, are we talking about the parody or, like, the original?
The original, but then why, where did they parody that from?
Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait?
Does I think I remember
Freddie
that.
Prinze Jr. in it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that,
party?
Oh shit, the chick with three names.
Sarah Tyler Parker? Moore.
No, not
Mary Louise Parks.
Tyler Moore. Sarah Jessica.
No. Shout out.
Tony.
Ah, the chick with the brown hair that was in
Sandra Bullock. Jr.
Wasn't she also in I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Okay.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Everybody has
is Love
names
her
back there,
middle name? Is that real or?
Don't know. Don't care.
Oh,
but she was a fox back in the
man.
Day.
I don't know if that's a chick flick, but Heartbreakers really taught me about how conniving women can be. Like,
that was Cruel Intentions to me.
Well, no, I mean, okay, there's some good, beautiful women out there, but there's some also
Gone
some
Girl.
Where you end up on like Salon tomorrow or something.
No, Gone Girl
women.
Is one.
Opposite
that,
I love women.
Hates
I love
women.
Beautiful women. I'm just saying, like that movie at the very beginning, like this one girl distracts the dude at the gas station. So scene setting gas station midday, like 3 o'clock. People are pulling into a gas station, and there's one dude, and he's putting his card in, and then this other girl distracts him with a map and says, hey, can you help me find so-and-so? And the other girl takes his card out, and then boom, you know, like,
what
uses,
a bitch.
Uses his card.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so the whole movie is, like, these two beautiful women, like, getting through in different ways. So it's, like, they're con artists, and con artistry is beautiful. And, like, recently, like, I applaud con artistry. Like, I wouldn't go, like, do it myself. Like, maybe mildly.
Not since that one time.
But I recently went on a date with a female to a Nashville concert. And, you know, you're there drinking with a girl. And, like, so say she dips out. It's like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You're like, cool. So she's gone for, like, two whole bands. Like, and
oh
I'm like,
God,
so
really?
I'm like, where did she go? You know? So yeah. I'm looking around. Yeah. I'm looking around. I thought maybe she dipped out. And I was like, maybe she just left. Maybe she found another guy. You know, I don't really care. But she's now walking another dude. Like, she went, talked to another dude, found him, took him to the front of the show, dancing with him. She grabs his wallet, okay? Uh-oh. Puts it in her pocket. Boom. She dips out on that guy, goes and gets another guy, dances with him. I see this, okay? This is a real event.
Oh, have you checked for your wallet?
I did. I called him the next day. Yeah. I was like, dude, I just got to tell you what I just saw. So she's dancing. She's dancing with him. Takes a while. So, and I'm wondering, what's she doing with this? So she like walks out. You know, in the movies when like the person is like walking and you try and trail behind them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You try to see where they're
movies,
going.
Yeah.
She was like hiding the money behind my license plate of my car.
Of your car.
And so like she's going and taking cards and cash and putting it like in my underneath
my
license
God.
Plate. And she would go and put their wallets back. And I was like, dude,
what a
like,
shifty lady.
Holy shit.
For one, I was like, I was commending her, like, artistry. But then, two, I was like, you're a shitty bitch. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
right?
Like what?
Damn.
So how did this end?
Yeah, did you bang her? Or, like,
no,
what's going on? Okay.
I did not bang the crazy. Right. But, like, God, I hope she doesn't listen to this. That'd be weird, right? So,
Hey, whatever. She already came in here and took your wallet.
Yeah, she didn't take your wallet.
She'll be thinking, like, man,
so
I should have taken
like
that dude's fucking wallet.
I would say about the third or fourth time she did that, she was getting purses and wallets and all sorts of stuff. She was very good at it. You know, she starts walking out, and I'm trailing behind her because I want to see what she does with it. And this dude barrels past me, and he goes, hey, you, come on. He's like, all right, nice try. He's like, nice try. He's like, give me the wallet. And she's like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. So now they're in the parking lot, okay? And the bouncer sees this conflict going on, so he walks down to him and he's like, hey, what's going on here? And she goes, this guy won't leave me alone, blah blah blah, he's harassing me. And then while they're talking, she throws the wallet on the ground, and the guy goes, she took my wallet. And he goes, you mean that one right there? And
finds it
on the ground. And the bouncer says, I'm sorry, ma'am, this guy must be inebriated.
Oh my God.
After she had taken everything, and I was just like, Oh my god!
Holy
you
shit!
You remember that show on Comedy Central?
Con.
Hold on! Wait! We have.
Well, slow down a second.
So, what happened to all the money behind your license plate?
Oh my god! She bought me chicken and waffles.
See,
she
and
must
were just
hold
about
on.
To skip over
she
that
must bit? Not be the type of. She, that's all you got out of this chicken and waffles?
How much money did
so
she?
So she's like a Robin Hood lady.
Sort of, because
like
okay,
Robin Dude's lady.
All right, because if we're really getting into the story, I want to tell you.
I want to know
yeah.
the story. All right,
if
yeah,
I
this
really,
is a story that needs
so
to
we
be
only
done.
Had about I think she got I don't know, $20-something worth of cash, but she had a bunch of cards. Okay,
right.
So she's like, look at all these cards I got, you know, and like super inebriated, drunk. She's like, just I never get in trouble, you know, like I never get in trouble. And she has all these cards. So she's like, stop at this chicken and waffles truck by the gas station. I'm like, hell yeah, I want some chicken and waffles. I'm yeah. a little inebriated.
Okay.
So we go up there. We order two plates. It's $24. And,
whoa,
that's
all right.
It's $12 for chicken and waffles.
You're a show, so I got you.
Boom, gets to it, and she tries the first card. Swipe, doesn't work. She goes, oh, sorry, that's my mom's card. Let me give you another one. Tries it, doesn't work. Whoever she stole these cards from canceled them right away.
Yeah.
Called them in, like, hey, my shit's stolen. Cancel that. So swipe, get to the third card. By the third card, they've already made the food, and this guy takes it upon himself, I guess because she's a cute little girl, and he goes, look, this must be our computer. Y'all take these. He gives it to her, which further perpetuates her lifestyle choice. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, my God. She's never going to change.
Goes on from there. Hold okay. on. So she goes in the gas station. She goes, I'm going to see if these work in the gas station because she wants to go in and get ice cream. So she goes in there, tries the card game again, and she's got the ice cream up there on the counter, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, these cards must not work. Really nice black dude behind her goes, how much is it, baby? I'll pay for you. How much?
Oh, my fucking God.
So it's like,
holy shit.
She got chicken and waffles for free. Stole all these people's money and free ice cream, and then she just like goes home, like eats all her stuff, goes to bed, like ready for Tuesday. You
she's
know
a saying? Fucking grifter.
Wow. Oh my yeah. god!
I've never yeah. seen anyone live that way. I was just like,
I gotta say, props to her.
Yeah, props to her
for being able to pull that off. But fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her. That's shitty behavior.
Yeah,
but no,
eventually,
to her.
There's no
Why
happy
the
ending
did
to
I
that
just
lifestyle.
Tell a story.
No, that is a great story. Thank you.
Jacked up on coffee.
Yeah, right. That's what happens. Welcome to the Brew Chat Podcast.
Yeah, you're speedballing on all this beer and coffee.
But anyway, that was the most recent date. So I would call that my Valentine's date, and that's what I saw.
That's a good Valentine's story.
I've just never seen anything like that in person. I've only seen that in movies.
So when the police hear this, you're going to get a knock on your door like we need to talk to you.
I'm honestly surprised you weren't at the license plate pulling all the money out when she was.
I thought
looking.
About it, but then, like, you know, I just didn't want to be associated with that at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know who was following or who was watching.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah I got you. Yeah,
I don't know, man. Like it was just all—it was new for me. You know, I like. I'm
yeah, because normal people don't live like that.
I'm a nice guy, but I like sketchy things. You know, like smoke a little weed in the alley or do
yeah,
something
you know,
like that.
Whatever.
But like, like robbing people at the funk show.
Holy seducing shit. Them and robbing them.
Yeah,
seducing,
yeah.
Them, was, seducing them for the purpose
it
of
was
robbing.
An art,
them.
Oh my god,
it was an art. So if like if you want to just put like morals out of the way and like judge it on its art, I would have given her a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
that's well done.
I can I can respect it, but that's a lot of trouble for $26.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Oh, she had cards too. So then think about it. She got $12 worth of food, $6 worth of ice cream. So yeah, total like $40. But
damn.
Like,
yeah, it was Monday.
But you're right.
Went through on
but it's a lot to deal with for $40.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, she, and one thing that was
Did
in
she
that
have
whole
like
lot
a...
of thing was like a $1,500 like check from someone's. And I was like, how are you gonna get that? She goes, oh, you just sell it to a crackhead and tell him they can go get it, and he'll give you like a couple $100. And
damn.
I was like, dude, you have like a whole system.
Jesus
like,
Christ!
Yeah, that means she's got like crackheads.
So does she have like a? She have like a like a day job or something? What does she do?
That's it.
That's it. That's what she did.
Selling bad checks to crackheads is her day job, evidently.
Damn.
I'm just glad you guys can enjoy that as much as I did because, like, I knew all
greasy.
Was happening. I was like, record this with your brain.
I like how you tried to gloss over that. Like, oh, and then we stuffed the thing in the license plate. Oh, and another chick flick. Whoa. We don't just move on to another chick flick halfway through the story with your license plate stuffed through an indeterminate amount of cash. Like, I bought this roller coaster. I need to see this through to the end.
We don't know
like,
what's going on.
You don't stop the roller coaster halfway through the loop.
Thanks
okay,
for
everyone
us
off.
No, a whole bit of the shit. Love stories with Ryan.
But speaking of what you were saying, that show Con, I do remember that. Yeah, that was awesome. A great show. And he was like showing you like life hacks and stuff like that.
He had a whole trunk full of like, you pull the cups, trunk up.
Cups, yeah.
When I worked at the mall, I had a Panera cup that I would keep in my car or like at the place where I worked, and I would just go in there every day and just fill it.
Save you $1.64 every day.
That's right. Every single day.
There is a whole thing on the internet now, though, like a Tumblr page of people that got arrested for trying to steal a dollar drink.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like they ordered water and filled it up, and the manager's like, you're about to go to jail for $1.98. Like all these stories and people trying to run from the cops over a large Dr. Pepper.
Oh my god.
But props to the cops for chasing him down. Cause
props
like,
to the
as mall security, I'm like, I'm not hauling ass for a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. No.
You'd be one of those like Segway. You chase him down your
in the current shape I'm in now, absolutely.
It would look like Paul Blart chasing these dudes down.
No, I would try for like a minute and be like, fuck this is a Dr. Pepper. I'll pay the $2 to not have to do this.
Side note, do you like Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb better?
I don't like either.
Mr. Pibb.
Is there a difference between Pibb and Pibb Extra?
Yeah. Pibb Extra has
caffeine.
Pibb
Extra's got caffeine.
There's a little extra Pibb in there.
Caffeine.
Right, so regular Mr. Pibb doesn't have caffeine?
Nope.
Correct.
Does Dr. Pepper have caffeine?
Whoa.
No, I don't think so.
Really? Did not know that. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, Pibb Extra's caffeinated.
Yeah. Oh, man. Look
at it. Sandra Bullock. Yeah, Pibb Extra's got caffeine.
I've like gotten rid of all the useful knowledge in my life so I can just spout facts.
Sandra Bullock and Julia Roberts together.
Love Dr. Pepper.
No. Okay.
All right, look. Side by side, we're going to look at Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock. Do they not look like the same person?
They don't.
They don't.
I'm not looking. I don't think they do.
Julia Roberts has that big grin.
Yeah.
She's got that Steven Tyler mouth.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
More realistic.
Sandy B.
What was Julia Roberts in? Give me the movie. That'll
give
Pretty Woman. Let's talk about Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Pretty Woman.
She was smoking in Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm. She was.
So, and all that. Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Pretty
Runaway
Woman.
Bride.
Pretty Woman.
My best friend's wedding.
Both in the same year.
He tells a woman. Is that movie a good message for girls?
Yeah, you can be anything if you set your mind to it.
Yeah.
Eventually, you don't have to steal credit cards and stuff behind license plates.
What if that girl turns into Julia Roberts from the movie?
Yeah.
What just happened just now?
Ryan was Pretty Womaned over the weekend.
Yeah, there
was a classic guy, and all of a sudden, this chick's stuffing credit cards behind his license plate, buying chicken.
Oh, that was my chance.
That was your chance, and you missed it.
He's like, you can live better than this, baby.
That was my bet, but I don't.
Let's just take a bubble bath.
Yeah, take a bubble bath.
Stay in this.
You can actually, you don't have to leave, right? Right after you're done, it's cool.
But like he told, basically he brought this woman in. He told her, you don't have to be this way anymore. Yeah. So that could have been me.
That could have been you.
Yeah.
Wow. Missed opportunities.
Now she's back on the street on the corner selling.
Back on the street.
You could have been Richard Gere.
Selling canceled checks to crackheads. You had a chance.
What, Kiss?
Out on the street for a living.
Yeah.
That almost sounded like the Golden Girls theme.
Oh, yeah.
We can't talk about chick flips. Chick flicks.
Chick
flips. Nip slips.
Chick flips.
Without talking about the Princess Bride. Because Princess Bride is an amazing
movie. Is that a chick flick?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a movie that you put on like a date or something when you want to get laid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a get laid movie.
I would never think of it as a get laid movie.
It's a great movie. It's got action, it's got comedy, and it's got the romance thing, which is a big part of the movie. So I think I'd say chick flick. It's all about, you know, true love.
And it has Jedi.
No, that was Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
No, that's Jennifer Garner.
Was it? Mandy Moore was in the one where she had cancer and they were like standing
on 13 going on 30.
No, I'm thinking of Jennifer Garner.
Wait, okay.
That was 13 going on 30.
That movie sucked. That movie was a wannabe big.
It was.
Which was so much better.
Do you remember that? Do you ever remember? This is a chick flick where the woman is a Lifetime movie, though, so let's get super chick flick.
Shallow Hal.
No, I wasn't a chick flick either. This woman has, it's called Where the Heart Grows, and it's she has a baby in Walmart. And so she starts using all the equipment in Walmart, like diapers.
This is the chick flick.
Oh, dude. She starts writing down in this little book, like, all the things that she does. Like, so later at the end of the movie, she pays back Walmart. So I don't know if it's a big, like, advertisement for Walmart or whatever, but...
What, she's, like, surviving in Walmart with the baby?
She sleeps in a tent, like... You gotta watch this movie.
Do they know she's there and they're letting it happen, or is she like doing on the
download? I think towards the middle of
the
movie, someone finds her and allows her. I may be wrong. I just don't remember it very well. I just remember she lives in Walmart, has a baby, and like keeps a notebook of like.
How do you live in Walmart? Because they don't close.
They don't. It's 24 hours. Yeah.
You live in Walmart.
Yeah. And it. I guess it also depends on the employees not giving a fuck. I'm a Walmart employee. There's some woman giving. No. In this situation, I'm a Walmart employee. There's a woman giving birth over there, and I know if I report it, I'm gonna have to clean that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm making Walmart money. Like fuck this. Jesus.
What about Rockadoodle? Yeah. It's kind of a chick flick.
What is that?
Fuck
that. Whoa. 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 No, because there's a chicken in it?
Yeah, I'm into it. Okay, okay. No, that is I can't argue it.
Rockadoodle is pretty bad.
It is literally a chick flick.
That's true. Right. We didn't say they had to be good movies.
Yeah, and you didn't say it had to be a girl flick. It was chick
yeah,
flick.
It's literally.
So check this out. So
in that case, Chicken Run.
Chicken Run, yeah.
First introduced as Peppo and eventually renamed Dr. Pibb. So this is like Mr. Pibb came out
okay.
as Peppo, and then Dr. Pepper sued him, all that kind of stuff. But Pibb Extra is just a new formulated version of Mr. Pibb.
It's like the modern version,
yeah. But now they market it.
So the no caffeine thing was bullshit, or
yeah. So it was.
I remember when that came out,
and then just when everything got like extreme and all that kind of stuff, like Pibb Extra.
I swear,
but it's marketed as an artificially flavored spicy cherry soda.
Ah,
but anyway,
when it first came out, I thought, I don't know.
That's I like Dr. Pepper and Mr. They taste the same to me. I
prefer
have no preference.
Mr. Pibb. I tried it back to back because we've got Dr. Pepper at the office and Mr. Pibb at Big River. So I got some from both places, tried them back to back, and I like Mr. Pibb better.
I like them with
pizza.
I can
say that for a fact.
All right.
It pairs well with pizza.
I'm going to put these in order, okay?
Dr. Pepperoni.
Titanic, Clueless, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing's at the bottom.
Yeah,
I love Dirty Dancing.
I do not like Dirty Dancing.
Right, which one's above the other, Titanic or Clueless?
I would say Clueless.
See, now Titanic has a special place in my heart because I could see a boob in the theater and my parents knew about it.
Did they do this?
No.
Did they cover your eyes?
They did not.
Titanic was predictable.
Titanic was the first boob I saw.
Titanic, for all its flaws, Titanic had a beautiful score.
James Horner
was fabulous. In his prime, yeah.
Even though he used the same fucking, I don't know what you call
it. Even though
it
sounded exactly like the American Tale score.
Well, all of his shit sounds the same. I don't know what it is in classical music.
Braveheart's a little different.
A hook.
Yeah.
I know that's great. Is that the same in classical music called a hook, I guess?
Oh, a hook. Yeah. I thought you were talking about a hook.
The bitch in part with the flute is what you're talking about.
Yeah. He has all like the same sweeping flute sound that he uses in everything.
Yeah. And if you watch an American Tale and then watch Titanic, they sound incredibly similar.
Where was that coming from just then?
Jared.
Was that you?
That was me.
Okay.
Yeah. You're singing.
My penny whistle song.
Well, I looked at you. I didn't see your mouth moving, and I was like, oh, it must be the musicians. Nope, not them. Phantom Titanic?
Oh, no, I'm not a musician. That's fine. Whatever. I've only played guitar since, you know.
By the way, you're listening to.
I've only played cello since middle school.
Opposite box, we're at a band.
Since I was born.
Hey, I was going to remind Clueless, though. Clueless because of Donald Faison.
I've been
Faison.
In a band.
That was my favorite part of that movie.
Which one was that one?
Donald Faison became Turk on Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like he's funny.
He's a funny guy. Yeah. Now, that whole like relationship dynamic, him and the girl.
Oh, but Stacey Dash has got.
Oh, she's in bad. She's in bad publicity.
Is Alicia Silverstone doing anything nowadays?
Being hot.
Talking funny.
Oh, that's it.
Talking funny.
Probably doing coke.
Yeah, her mouth moves weird.
She's the triplet. You know, they have another sister? The
Alicia
twins have another sister. I bet she's the dad.
That's right.
Also, Ozzy had a third kid, not Jack.
Just
not,
now?
What's her name? No, Kelly. Not just now. Not Jack, not Kelly, but it was like another one.
The little one?
Be on the show. The Osbournes were a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went through that whole thing where we demystified all these famous bands and everything. Rock of Love.
And just like look inside their house, watch them take a dump and eat cereal.
Gene Simmons, Family Jewels.
Yeah.
I never watched any of those shows.
Yeah, we didn't.
I couldn't bring myself to do
next
it.
Next time,
But I'm going to wrap us up here because we're about hitting our time limit here. But
should we play music of ours or something?
I'll get to that in just a second. I'm not going to play it live since we're not recording live. I'll add it in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, think of a song real quick that you want me to play at the end.
We have a song.
But we'll get to that in a minute. But closing out, you've got some shows coming up. I think Atlanta.
This Friday. Yeah. This is the 2/17, February 17th. We're playing at Isle 5 with Voodoo Visionary and Little Rain Band from Birmingham, Alabama.
And we're doing a free show on the 18th in Huntsville, Alabama at Voodoo Lounge. We're playing in Boone, North Carolina on the 24th. That'll be a cool show. And then we're opening for Big Something on the 25th in Greensboro at the Blind Tiger.
So this weekend and next weekend, we have Friday, Saturday.
You can go to oppositebox.com to see all the dates up through May. We got some festival dates.
And if you've never seen the show, it's a wild, energetic show.
It's
we try to sweat and bleed.
No, you guys,
We try to give it our all. It's like, we're all like super ADD. We just discovered coffee this year. Like, would you believe that? Like, literally, me and this guy don't ever drink coffee.
You suck it down like a champ.
But, like, we are just... This is crazy. Y'all been doing this?
I love you, man. You coming on here like, I just discovered coffee this year. Like, have you checked this shit out?
It's called coffee. That's it's like, great.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's got caffeine. You can mix it with stuff. You can drink it black. You don't have to do anything. It's great.
No, I mean, it's like it's
you can
my
put sugar,
anti-drug.
You can put in cream, you can put in fucking anything, man. I'll dump wine in here right the fuck now.
They got
this
stuff called espresso. You can put shots in your coffee.
You're on Mad TV, the FedEx.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. One of the guys I wanted to punch in the face.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What I can do?
Your pants.
Look what I can do.
Anyway, oh so wrap God. It up. You're doing something.
Yeah, yeah. Wrapping it up. So, oh yeah, you're playing. You got some shows this weekend in Atlanta. You got Huntsville shows coming up.
Yeah.
And then Greensboro, several others. People can rewind the show if they want to rehear all that. But also, yeah, what show or what song? I'm going to close this out here with one of your songs. What do you want
so
me to play?
We wrote like this odyssey of like a Parliament Funkadelic style, just nice. Funky, like, you know, wild odyssey of a song. It's like 8 minutes and... it's got some hip-hop in there, it's got some funk, got a little bit of jazz, got a little bit of rock and roll, and it's got Lily Hayes singing the chorus, so when you hear, it's called Afternoon Sex, when you hear her say, Afternoon Sex, you're hearing a female voice that was birthed from Isaac Hayes. So,
great.
Isaac Hayes had a baby,
yeah,
and then we found her.
Had a baby by
me. That's awesome.
We found her in Virginia, and she came up to us and was like, I love you guys, I want to sing with you guys, and I want to play, and I was like, word, let me hear you
yes,
sing.
Please.
You know what? I don't even need to hear you sing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's amazing.
I believe you. So yeah. She came to Chattanooga, recorded this song with us, and we put a little hip-hop verse by our buddy JB, Just Bills. Mm-hmm. And as we've been working on a bunch of new songs, but we want to push that one, you know, with you guys and any kind of like, just it kind of like shows what kind of flavor you're about to go see, because it's the funky, it's the fun. And we got a bunch of new stuff coming up, but if you're going to play anyone from us now, it'd be Afternoon Sex by Opposite Box.
All right.
.com.
All right. Well, I will. I'll close this out here. Do you guys have anything to plug this week or?
Anything else going? We've got the brewing contest coming
up
this Saturday. Also down in Alabama.
How long does it take to brew?
And then
give or take a month.
Really?
Yeah, depending on the month or 2 months.
Birmingham. On Saturday.
It's in Birmingham.
How far is that from?
At Good People Brewing. Not far.
I think we got a pass Huntsville.
Yeah,
you go a little past.
Yeah,
like,
if y'all want, like after your thing, if y'all wanted to come down to the show, you're more than welcome to. It's free. I mean,
What time's the show?
So we'll probably play for 2 hours, like 10 to 12. So if you want to,
That's right on.
We gotta be
broken down by 8 o'clock.
It's like an evening with thing. So we start.
We'll continue
like
our beer drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
One or so. So.
Well, hell yeah,
that'd be fun.
Well, yeah. So this has been episode
53
of the Brew Chat Podcast.
Hell yeah!
And this is. Afternoon sex song.
Afternoon sex.
Yeah, afternoon sex.
It's
yeah.
marceau.com.
We gon' have you bouncing off the walls. We gon' even get your ass involved. voices in my head, I hear a body talking. I don't do this often, that's what she told me. Body shot saying, baby, just hold me. Bada bing, nothing but a thing. Badass bra, so I put her on the scene. So what it's gonna be, just move that ass and drop. Oh, you ain't leaving with me, well, it's better than you, so stop. Cause I want that, cause I need that, gotta have that in my life. All I want is the afternoon sex, girl, give me a sample tonight. Tell me and you are compatible. We can move it fast, or we can take it gradual. Or we can do it like they do on a Discovery Channel. But I could be patient, but for now, let me see that ass shaking. I could be a flirt just to see how you can take it. Once we lick it up, let's recalibrate. Then we run the manifestations. Now you want the sexual sensation. I got exactly what you're craving. And in the morning, you be naked, making, making, while I wake up, making.
Come on, come on.